One of the most popular shows on cable television returns tonight to the network BET. The Game is about the people who really run pro football, the players' wives and girlfriends. NPR's Neda Ulaby says the creator of The Game is a Hollywood rarity.
Mara Brockakeel is black, Muslim, and a mother of two. She's been one of television's most powerful women since 2000, when she created a show that ran on UPN, then the CW network for 8 years.
I'm going for coffee with Stan.
Oh, I know all about that kind of coffee. Strong, black, and hot.
Girlfriends was about a group of smart, funny women who talked about everything from Zora Neale Hurston to men. Well, mostly men. Mara Brockakeel started working in television soon after graduating from Northwestern University and realized her fellow writers were missing something.
I started by I don't think a woman would say that. You know, I don't think that's really our experience, or it's not every woman's experience. It really started with that. Then I was like, well, I don't think that, hey, wait a minute, where is a black woman in this story?
Black women are the heart of The Game. The main character is a medical student. Her boyfriend is a rookie wide receiver on an NFL team. He coaches her through exams.
Baby, you need to know this stuff. You getting through med school is all we have to fall back on if this football thing doesn't work out. So, come on, girl. You still might be able to save your patient.
Viral meningitis.
That's my girl!
Yes!
But here's the catch. His success depends on how well she fits in with a smug sorority of football wives.
Isn't your man a third-string wide receiver?
Yeah.
Why are you even talking?
Glamour and wealth are part of The Game's allure. But it's also about families, the sport's intense physical danger, and pro football's stew of race and class.
Oftentimes you'll see that I hit the stereotype dead on.
Come on, Malik. It's only 30 seconds left in the game. Don't do anything stupid.
The stereotype of a lot of athletes are they come from the ghetto, they buy their mama a house, they're loud and audacious.
But Mara Brockakeel wants to create relatable characters, not cartoons. And she mixes in topical issues, like a player on the down low. When he comes out as gay, one teammate is horrified and needs to get talked down by the light-skinned captain.
Who was discriminated against before the quiz? Us, dude.
Football players?
African-Americans, idiot. Gay rights are no different than civil rights.
You know what? That'd be a lot more convincing if you were darker.
The Game aired on the CW for 3 seasons. Then it got canceled.
It was very humbling for me. I'm a winner, so to speak, meaning even if it doesn't look like I'm winning, I believe I'm winning. But that time, it was kind of rough.
But then something happened that almost never happens. BET took on The Game. TV critic James Poniewozik says the show drew almost 8 million people when it started its fourth season.
That outdraws most of the regular run programming on NBC on any night, you know, excepting maybe football. Maybe it helps that The Game has football involved in it, although, you know, that also didn't help Friday Night Lights.
The Game is not a critical darling like Friday Night Lights, but Poniewozik appreciates the perspective it brings. The Game's mainly directed by Salim Akil, Mara Brockakeel's husband. Last year, they surprised many in Hollywood with a hit movie.
Mom, this is Sabrina.
Oh, hello.
Jumping the Broom, like so much of the Akeels' work, explores race and class. Mara Brockakeel says she and her husband brainstorm while they're driving around.
You just go for a ride, and we just start talking. And, you know, I was thinking, and then next thing you know, you have this incredible character or a series or a movie idea or whatever. And it really happens a lot just driving around, grab a coffee, grab a tea.
Mixing the serious with the silly is Mara Brockakeel's stock and trade. But she has yet to write a character who shares her deeply felt Muslim faith.
It has to be the right moment, the right character at the right time. And I do think it's coming close.
First, though, the Akeels are remaking the movie Sparkle from 1976 that's loosely based on the story of the Supremes. Then a new TV show about black women and marriage. Mara Brockakeel says there's a powerful conversation to have about that topic, and she says TV is a powerful way for her to lead it. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.